the National Association of Realtors saying existing home sales fell 2.4% last month from March. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Next week, voters head to the polls, and although the voting process is still the same, the state of Alabama has made some changes they say will ensure the security of the votes cast. The polling offices will be using tabulation equipment that is not connected to any internet or Bluetooth devices. Officials say this will ensure that there is no voter fraud or electronic tampering with the votes collected. Montgomery police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting. A man was found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street around 9 o'clock. That's right near Jackson Hospital. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Authorities are still investigating where the victim was shot. So far, no arrests have been made. As the school year winds down, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed wants to keep teens busy and out of trouble. He's introducing his summer jobs program with the Montgomery Leaps and the Parks and Recreation Department. That program is meant to engage young people. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
Kay Ivey shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. Kay Ivey is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common-sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Thank you for joining us. We've got hour two of today's program, Thursday, May 19th. There are just five days left until the election. On the line now, we have State House member Andrew Sorrell, who is running for state auditor. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, April. Always good to be on with you.
Great to have you on as we head into crunch time here with just a few days left to get out the vote and let people hear about why you're running and what separates you from the other candidates. Well, you are, if I were to say, you are the candidate we have heard from the most in the auditor's race, really getting out there and letting the voters know who you are and what you stand for. What do you think is the bottom line on why when someone goes to the election, to the polls on Tuesday, they should vote for you?
Yeah, there's two reasons people should vote for me. The first of which is I have an absolutely rock solid voting record that I'm proud of. I can run on my voting record rather than running from my voting record, because all four scorecards that are out, these organizations that look at the way we vote in Montgomery and grade us on it, they've graded me number one most conservative in the legislature for 3 years in a row. I'm tied for number one or number one by myself on all four scorecards for the last 3 years. So you can know if you vote for me, you're getting a true fiscal conservative to serve as your next state auditor, which is really important. The second reason is my business experience. I'm a serial entrepreneur, started three successful companies at age 16, 28, and 35. I've managed up to 40 employees before, so managing the staff of nine at the state auditor's office would be no problem at all.
Well, what were those businesses you started?
The first one was an internet college textbook company. That was the one I started when I was 16. It was the largest of the three. I actually sold it off last year. And that one had over 30 employees by itself. The second company, started at age 28, is Gold Guns and Guitars. There's a location in Florence, which I'm actually standing in now. There's a location in Huntsville. Both are on Highway 72. I've owned that company for a little over 7 years. And my third company is Fast Track Investments, and that is a commercial real estate company.
All right. Well, yeah, that is quite a bit. And I bring this up every time you come on, but you have a daughter, Liberty, and if Sky will refresh his email here, he'll get the newest ad. And I want to play this ad. Your newest ad has come out. Let's see. It was a error on my part that I didn't get it in on my thing. How are your wife and baby doing on this campaign trail?
Well, they're doing fantastic, and you know my wife and baby, so you know that they are far more capable of getting votes for me than I am for myself, and that's why I always prominently feature them in my advertising. You're probably referencing the ad that hit the airwaves today. We're really proud of that ad. It's been described by other radio talk show hosts like Mike Yaffe up in Huntsville as the best ad he's ever seen. I don't know if I'll go that far, but I did think it was a really humorous and funny ad, and I hope it gives us the boost we need for the last 5 days here of the election cycle.
We're ready with that ad, April Marie. We're ready. Here it goes.
Go ahead.
I'm Andrew Sorrell. I'm running for state auditor.
My husband, Andrew, is running for state auditor, and he loves to talk about it.
The state auditor tracks $1.2 billion worth of taxpayer
property. Talking to the baby.
To whoever will listen.
That's why it's so important that the state auditor appoint the right people to the board of registrar's positions.
Like, literally anybody.
And that's why the Examiners of Public Accounts was created by the legislature.
So please, vote Andrew Sorrell for state auditor. Send him to Montgomery. Do it for Liberty.
So throughout the commercial, he's campaigning to the baby. Okay, that's pretty precious.
And really, hearing it over the radio doesn't do it justice. I encourage everyone to go to my Facebook page, Andrew Sorrell for State Auditor. Look at the commercial. It's already had 10,000 views, and I just posted it last night. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm hoping it'll kind of go viral a little bit. But yeah, it's basically, my wife was complaining, I talk about state auditor so much, I thought, well, why not just make that into a commercial?
There you go. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on today. We are just doing quick hits with each of the candidates, trying to get them, make sure the voters know who's on the ballot. I'm giving everybody the opportunity to give essentially your elevator speech. So uninterrupted, if you are talking to a voter and you want to tell them who you are and why they should vote for you and choose you over your opponents, go ahead and give them that.
Yeah, aside from the two things I already mentioned, which were my extremely conservative voting record in the state legislature and my business experience, the other thing people need to understand about the state auditor's office is what the auditor doesn't do. And the auditor no longer audits. They no longer do the financial audits in Alabama. And that's not right. That duty was stripped away by the legislature decades ago, and it needs to be returned. I've already drafted the bill in the legislature to do that. I introduced it in 2021. If I'm elected, I'm going to make that my number one priority, returning the duties and responsibilities to the auditor's office that have been stripped away. And let me just close by saying there was a poll out last week that had 62% still undecided in the race for state auditor. This is a statewide constitutional office. I'm shocked that there's still 62% of people undecided. Please reach out to your family and your friends and say, hey, I heard this guy on the radio. I like him. Please vote for Andrew Sorrell.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And what is your website? Where is your website in your social media?
Website's AndrewSorrell.com, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. And the social media is Andrew Sorrell for State Auditor on Facebook. And that's also where, of course, you can see the cute little 30-second ad you just played the audio to.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in. Get out there and win some more votes.
Thanks a lot, April. See you.
All right. So that is, by the way, my advice to all candidates. If you're listening to the radio right now, what you need to be doing, winning votes and raising money. That's it.
That's the first ad we've run that I wanted to watch again.
Aww.
It really is. It's very cute. It's very clever.
You got to see it to really get the cuteness level
very
of it.
Very cute daughter.
But he does have a liberty issue.
She's so interested in what he has to say. It's well done. Well produced.
All of that said, by the way, what I like about Andrew Sorrell is he does have that record of being a conservative and calling out those who are in Montgomery with him to say, I'm not quite right. Nobody will ever replace Jim Ziegler in terms of the job Ziegler has done within the auditor's office and weighing in on a whole lot of topics that were not related to auditor duties. But Andrew Sorrell brings with him a principled platform and voting history to say this is what he's going to do and who he is. We're going to hear a little later today from another candidate in that race. We're going to hear from Stan Cook, who's also running for state auditor. And so we will get basically the same thing. I'm asking everybody how the campaign's going, what sets them apart, and then to give us their stump speech. We're giving them about 15 minutes and getting them in here and then out of here so they can get back to campaigning. And if you are a candidate listening to this and you want to call in 272-9228, that's 334-272-9228. You can also, if you're listeners and you want to call in, you can ask to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. When we come back, we are going to go back to national issues. I've had these clips of the new Biden press secretary for the last several days. We have two clips, and I'm going to see if Sky, we've got one here. I'm going to see if Sky, we'll find the other one for Sky and send it back to him. And back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy. because KIV also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivy sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivy even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivy as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivy, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivy takes campaign money from donors linked to China. KIV, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
You already know Katie Britt's a woke D.C. lobbyist who cheered when Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Britt's an establishment swamp creature who will fold rather than stand up to Joe Biden. And as bad as Britt is, there's an even worse choice, Mike Durant. Durant plays a tough guy on TV, but it's all an act. That Patriot PAC with nonstop Durant ads is funded by left-wing woke liberals involved with the traitorous anti-Trump Lincoln Project, and they expect return on investment. Durant's no conservative. Durant's a rhino Trojan horse, a fake, a phony, and a fraud. The conservative choice? Clearly, Mo Brooks. Mo's not woke. Mo's smart, tough, and edgy. The brash Dixie fighter needed to shut down Joe Biden. It's time Alabama sends a message, and that message is Mo Brooks. Righteous Conservatives PAC paid for this ad and is responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. ccpac.us.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Who's that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull! Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda.
Pull! Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for always toting.
Jeremy Oden, yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement, Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
that just sounded like I was wrestling around with my mic because I thought it was muted and it wasn't.
It's muted. Sometimes it has been muted.
I can't.
Occasionally.
I can't. I don't want to say I've come down from my high, but I've come down enough to be tired on a Thursday.
Don't peak too soon, April Marie. You got 5 days to go and a late count in Jefferson County.
I've talked to John Merrill about this before.
Yes.
It bugs me to no end how slow reporting
isn't
in the state of Alabama
in this modern age of technology, and you get this. Sorry.
I want us to have secure elections.
Of course.
I do.
Priority
100%. But for the love of all that's holy, results after midnight, I ain't got time for that.
Get it together.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Could you imagine if all the big counties reported as slowly as Jefferson County?
No.
It's just silly. We'll see what all
the
other counties
city.
are expected to do that, by the way. All right. So I have been meaning to talk about. So we played the goodbye message from good old Jen Psaki,
which is not a Japanese stripper. I looked it up, so finally figured that out.
I didn't realize that was a question.
Well, the two names, alcohol, both names, very common.
So well played.
Strippers generally categorically name themselves after three distinct items: spices, automobiles, and liquor. Jen Psaki.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Spices, automobiles, and
like saffron, liquor. Cinnamon, then automobiles, Lexus, Porsche.
Okay. We're going to stop. We're going to stop while we're ahead because this is.
I have several punchlines coming, but they're probably inappropriate for this program.
All right.
Let's move along.
The new press secretary is having a rough go of it. Now, I'm not ready to write her off yet in terms of long-term potential, but let's just say these first briefings not going well. Let's listen to one clip.
The Fed chair, the Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that. And nothing has changed on how we see the stock market. That's not something that we keep an eye on every day. I'm not going to comment about that from here.
Wait. Well, it is right there. Yeah.
That is not something we keep an eye out on every day.
What's a stock market?
The White House? I can't.
I have no idea.
You know what? This explains so much. It explains why neither Biden or Harris have gone down to the border. Maybe they don't keep a map there either.
What are they keeping?
Maybe they don't have the Googles. Maybe they don't know how to use a navigation system. Don't you know they got people for that?
What's an economy? What's a stock market?
It's not something we keep an eye on every day. Let's play it again.
All right, here we go. One more time.
The Fed chair, the Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that. And nothing has changed on how we see the stock market. That's not something that we keep an eye on every day. I'm not going to comment about that from here.
We'll circle back to that.
How long do you think it takes before she gets called into the principal's office and they're going, that's not how you pivot. That was not good. All right, let's go to the other clip of her from earlier this week. And this one also a hot mess.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example.
Okay, can I take this one?
Yes.
I'm not an expert in economics or anything, but I know this. If you raise taxes on corporations, they pass it along to the consumer. That's how it works. I know that.
How does raising the taxes on corporations
increases inflation? Okay. Look,
now, what this is in reference to, by the way, is a tweet from Joe Biden's account,
right?
And from that said that that is part of the way they were gonna address the inflation is raising taxes on corporations.
Right. She said raising taxes on the money. Okay, that doesn't help inflation.
That doesn't work?
No.
Wait.
Anybody
don't say.
What do you expect from people that print money like it's going out of style and then deny that causes inflation? Come on.
Well, it doesn't cost anything. Every time we give billions and billions away, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, it's manna from heaven. Sure.
I don't understand. Let's also talk a little bit about, and I know this is a huge topic everywhere, the baby formula situation. It is gut-wrenching.
This is serious.
I am watching parents all over the country try to plan to make sure their kids are going to be fed next
week. This hits close to home. My son, they just recently had a child, and they do depend on formula. So,
it's very real. Are they okay right now?
Currently, but it's causing a lot of stress.
Well, if they get in a position where they need us to crowdsource place a specific type of formula, we will rally the troops for them, because that is what I'm seeing happen. I am seeing mothers, parents, grandmothers very specifically say, my child needs blank type of formula, and then them trying to help one another out so that their children have the formula that they need. And so there's a story on 1819 News about the formula shortage. Yesterday, it might have been the day before yesterday, this governor of New Jersey called it issued a state of emergency. This is 2 days ago. A state of emergency because of the baby formula shortage. And so there's families saying they can't find it. And then, of course, Steve Marshall's office told 1819 News that the state has price gouging laws, but they only go into effect when there is a declared state of emergency, which is what they did in New Jersey. But there is no declared state of emergency right now. So a state of emergency can be declared in Alabama by the governor or by a joint resolution of the Alabama legislature. That legislature, of course, is not in session right now. So it would be up to the governor to call that. And if that were to happen, then it would trigger ramifications for price gouging. The governor's office says this is an unfortunate and frightening situation, especially for parents with young children. The governor believes part of this crisis was avoidable. Once again, the Biden administration bungled their response, and we can only hope this nationwide problem is solved immediately. Governor Ivey will continue monitoring closely and take any necessary action that would help Alabama babies. Other states that have already taken action is Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr warned families that to be aware of price gouging, and then North Carolina governor sent an alert telling families to report any price gouging. New York and Oregon have sounded the alarm. Alabama, we're just going to wait and see.
Well, keep a good thought. Hope for the best.
What the crap?
Just goes on and on.
It's not going on and on. All right, we have to hit a quick break. 272-9228. 272-9228 is the number to call in if you want to call in and talk either new press secretary or formula prices. Back in just a moment with more Straight Talk with April Marie.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the Statehouse. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
Kay Ivey for Alabama. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to impose their radical socialist ideas on Alabama. Their extreme left-wing policies have given us runaway inflation, making food and gas unaffordable, chaos at our southern border, rampant crime, and historic deficits that are robbing our children's future. Socialist Democrats want to cancel our Constitution and erase our Second Amendment. But Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers stands proud with President Trump to make America energy independent and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers. I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress. Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF11-4529, QX80 VIN, N97-4333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April Marie Fogel here. All right, we got to play this earlier in the show because now I'm jamming.
Oh, yeah. Getting the groove going with April Marie on a Thursday.
Smokin' Otis on the line. Hi, Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, y'all.
We don't hear from you well enough. You clearly listen to me frequently, though, because you just pulled an April Marie. People point out that I do that all the time. I say everything twice.
I do listen to you all the time. April Marie. Actually, I was in Blue Water all the time.
Why is that?
I don't call in often, but I call in enough, I guess.
Clearly a man of distinction and taste. Smokin' Otis. One of the coolest handles in all of talk radio as well.
You know, when I was substitute teacher, Sky Mosley, yes. I had favorites. And so you're allowed to have favorites, too.
Okay, well, Smokin' Otis, man, that's just a great blues kind of name. Really like that.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. Sure do.
Very welcome.
Well, look, I called to talk about this baby formula business. Now, I don't understand why there's such a shortage up here, but there seems to be a lot down on the southern border for those people coming across.
Yeah,
I don't understand why our mercenaries or somebody, I mean, if they can go extract people out of Ukraine and Afghanistan. I mean, they could certainly go to the southern border and grab a couple of truckloads of baby formula.
It is. So the federal government keeps talking about it's terrible to point out that there's formula there. Well, it's not when there is not access to all. If we were talking about do we... There is a finite amount of formula. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is right now. The plant closing down, supply chain issues, all sorts of whatever Biden did wrong here. There is a shortage, and yes, giving it to one baby means another baby doesn't get it. And yes, we should always take care of our babies, especially
our
and babies. As I mentioned,
American babies first.
In
I'm
Mexico,
sorry,
they do
babies.
Not have a shortage.
I mean, I just don't get it. There's definitely formula down there. Why do they give it to the illegal people coming across rather than give it to the American babies?
Here's the thing. I am. Nobody wants to starve any child. But in Mexico, they have baby formula. They don't have the shortage we're having right here. So go to Mexico and get baby formula for the babies in American custody. That is fine. Good God, it is the saddest thing I've ever thought of, a baby going hungry. It is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching in every single way. But I'll tell you what, we take care of our babies first.
Of our babies, American babies first on American formula. Don't put it down there for the illegal immigrants coming across to get their baby's formula. Give it to the American babies first. And
absolutely.
Feed them.
Anybody losing their mind over this, is just wrong. Because this isn't a matter of we need to starve other babies. No. Parents need to not bring their babies illegally across the border. And if you do come here with a baby, let's send you back and let you get formula from Mexico.
Right.
We cannot have starving babies in the United States of America in 2022 because we have liberals who think it's more important to put other babies first.
Well, Exactly my point. I don't quite understand that whole situation. I mean, how did the formula get down to the southern border? Well, obviously, somebody had to put it down there.
Well,
rather than put it out on the shelves for American babies, I don't get it.
So this was all started, by the way. We knew that there were stockpiles of formula in down at the southern border because of Kat McCormick, who is a member of Congress right now from Florida. And an odd story is I actually know her from when she was the chief of staff for Representative Yoho, who was a veterinarian who unseated an incumbent. There's a random story there. So what I'm so Kat McCormick asked the question, and the federal government, rather than saying, okay, it's a good idea, let's get some of this formula and make sure it's going to people who absolutely need it in our country, they are acting as if, oh, how dare you? How dare you suggest it? It makes me angry.
Good one.
So they tried to pacify their supposedly voting bloc is what they're doing. You can't fool the American people. That's what they're doing, is pacifying their voting bloc. Make sure that them babies come in, they got plenty to eat at the expense of our babies not eating. That's not right.
Well, Smoke and Otis, you're exactly right. This is, we have a priority to America's children. And that's, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for calling in,
that's
love.
That's the bottom line. Thanks, y'all. Hey, I want in on the Sweet Creek.
Wise man, Smoke and Otis. Wise man. All right. Well, we are going to hit a quick break here.
Let me get his
Smoke and Otis. I've got his info. Yep. I've got his info.
5'10". Okay. Thank you a lot.
5'10". Thank you, Smoke and Otis. And then we are going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, John Merrill is on the line. So we will go to him back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Saw your face.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
We know wealthy California liberals are behind politician Mike Durant. But why? Because on immigration, Mike Durant is just like them.
I mean, why would you not want more green cards available so that people can legally come into this country and work?
The Durant plan, more immigration, more foreign workers, more of the same. Durant's record on gun rights is even worse.
The first thing that needs to be done is to disarm the population. I mean, let's face it, if we could do that in some of our U.S. cities, that would be a pretty good step toward law and order.
Sounds just like a California liberal. Mike Durant's plan for Alabama? More immigration, fewer guns. No wonder the California liberals are supporting Durant. Mike Durant's with them. He's not one of us. Alabama Rhino Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by the Alabama Rhino Pack and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AlabamaRhino.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Uh.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. 5 days. 5 day warning. If you are one of those nuts like me, I assume you are because you're listening to me. It is not too late to order your election day gear. We got the kids all their future voters t-shirts to go with me to the polls when they open on Tuesday.
You actually dress up for election day?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Of course. I take photo. We take a family photo in line every year at my polling place.
This is kind of like your World Series and Super Bowl and all that. You support the team. Get out there and wear the gear. Okay.
Yes.
I love it. That's dedication.
Lord have mercy. John Merrill, tell him that voting deserves its own attire.
Without a doubt, and you are the greatest example of that I know. Anybody that has shirts, socks, underwear, whatever you've reported to me that you have is obviously something that nobody else has, and it's phenomenal.
Okay, are you ready? So I have Republican Elephant shoes, slip-on Todd shoes. I've got multiple Election Day shirts. Last year I wore Voting is Trey Chic to the polls, and then the year before that I wore Can't We All Just Be Friends. Sky, stop shaking your head at me. Look, the people tuned in did not tune in to hear about my wardrobe. All right, let's do this. John Merrill, couple things. One is, there's a deadline today, isn't there? Is there a deadline today?
Yes, today is the last day to vote absentee in person for any voter that is already registered that wants to participate in the May 24th primary.
Last day to vote absentee in person. So if you wanted to do that, if you are looking at your schedule and you're like, I want to go vote, but I'm going to be out of town, then you can go where? Or where can you find out where to go?
Yes, you need to go to your circuit clerk's office in your courthouse, in your county seat, and tell them that you want to vote absentee in person. You show them your ID. They will give you an application. You complete the application. They will give you a ballot that's appropriate for you. Then you mark your ballot. Then you take the secrecy envelope, you seal that, you put that inside the affidavit envelope, you give it back to them, they notarize it. After they notarize it, then at that point, you put it in the mail envelope, even though you're at that site, and then they will seal it, and then all of that will be opened on the 24th, beginning at 7 a.m., but no later than noon.
Got it. Okay, so beginning at 7 a.m., they start opening those ballots, but they don't start tallying. Do they start tallying them on election day, or do they start tallying them after 7 p.m. when the polls close?
Yes, they open them at noon, but they don't feed them into the machine. They can feed them into the machine throughout the day, but the machine does not actually give the report until 7 p.m., and that's why that's the first votes that you see that are up in any county are the absentee votes.
Okay. I am deeply concerned by a call I just had, and it is concerning to me because I go to bed really early, and I was just informed that the Jefferson County election supervisor told the Jefferson County party officials that they are not going to be done counting their votes until after midnight.
Well,
what's happening, John?
I don't think he can actually say that that's when it's going to be completed, because it may be done earlier than that. It should not be done later than that. But the reason that he's trying to ensure that people know that the possibility for a delay exists is because he's concerned with the new hard drive technology that we have provided to all 67 counties, all 68 jurisdictions in all 67 counties, that's being used for election night reporting, which is the unofficial report that at that point since they only have two outlets now instead of the traditional five that they've been using in Jefferson County, he's afraid that it will be a bigger delay in the reporting. But he doesn't know that because this is only the second election that he's administered since he's been probate judge.
What are the, and I know you can't really say, but do you think that this, the new drives are going to cause more than this county to be delayed that late?
Because no, because everybody else is just using one hard drive right now, and they're going to continue to be using one hard drive.
I'm going to weep if I have to stay up till midnight on election night, and God forbid I have to stay up any later than that to find out who won.
Well, we don't want you to have
races
to stay up past midnight for that purpose.
We should not be waiting that long for results. Okay, let me ask you. So you've talked a little bit about turnout. So I am really seeing a lot more engagement from individuals this cycle than I have seen. And maybe it's just because I'm more engaged myself this cycle, but I'm seeing a lot of engagement from primary voters. What does it look like in terms of anticipated turnout?
We're believing at this point that we're going to have somewhere between 28 and 32% of our people go to the polls on election day, and that will be approximately 1.2 million people in the combined Republican and Democratic Party primaries. So that's where we are based on what our projections are. Now, I can tell you that as of yesterday, we had only had 17,000 absentee ballots that had been returned across the state, the entire state. Only 17,000 absentee ballots have been returned as of yesterday.
Can you say how many have been requested?
27,600.
Wow.
There were still 10,000 that were out there that have yet to be returned. But 17,000 are in place in a secured location in those counties.
Now, let me ask you this. So so say someone's listening to this program, they were like, oh no, I got an absentee ballot and I don't know where it is, or I got an absentee ballot, but I've decided I'm going to the polls. What does that person do?
Well, if they feel that way today and they want to go to the absentee election manager's office and explain what occurred, then they can sign an affidavit and at that point be given another ballot and vote again today, because they'll be able to trace the other ballot at another time if it was attempted to be returned. If the person wanted to go vote in person on election day because they had requested an absentee ballot, they would have to vote a provisional ballot. Now, if that provisional ballot is going to be counted, it's only going to be counted simply because the voter did not have a chance to return their absentee ballot by election day. And so the provisional ballot, when they're evaluating the authenticity of the duplicate ballot, would determine whether or not they actually needed to have that vote count. So the checks and balances will determine which one of those votes would actually be counted.
Got it. What if someone mailed it, maybe someone's spouse mailed their ballot in and then they showed up on election and they were like, I'm not sure. They show up on election day. The first ballot, the mail-in ballot, which will that be counted, or the one they do on election day?
Well, the scenario you just described, that individual, as long as the ballot was received by election day at noon, then that vote would count. And the provisional ballot cast in person on election day that would be evaluated on the following Friday would be disregarded.
You know what I think?
Tell me.
I think we should just have an election day. One day.
Well, we still lead the nation in participation at the polls on election day. During the COVID, we had 87% of our people go to the polls. I anticipate that we're going to have approximately 96 to 97% of our people that vote will vote in person on election day, May 24th.
All All right. Well, we have had some questions. One of our listeners, Red Top, we've tried to explain that the process, if you want to vote in, if you choose to vote in the primary, you get a ballot, a Democrat or a Republican ballot, then you can vote only that ballot, that party in the runoff, but then you can vote for whoever you want to in the general. Did I summarize that right? Well,
that is correct, because the only time that you're voting to elect someone is in November. What you're doing next Tuesday and what you're doing on June 21st is voting to nominate someone to represent that party in the general election November the 8th.
Got it. Okay, I'm almost done with my random questions, but what else should our voters know? What do you want our voters to know before they go to the polls on Tuesday?
Well, I want them to know that if they want to participate, today is the last day to vote in-person absentee. If they plan to vote on Election Day, the polls open at 7 a.m. local time, close at 7 p.m. local time. When you go to the polls, you need to take a qualified government-issued photo ID. There's 10 different items that have been approved for usage at that purpose, and we encourage them to make sure that they have one of those. If they don't, they can contact our office. We'll make sure that they have one by Tuesday, and we want them to do their research on the candidates to make sure that their voice is heard and their vote will be counted for the candidate of their choice next Tuesday.
All right. And then in terms of other things being on the ballot, there will be amendments on the ballot in November, but there won't be anything
amendment on the ballot next Tuesday, April Marie. It's an $85 million bond issue that enables the state to use those resources to enhance and improve parks around the state of Alabama.
All right. Tell me that again. It's $84 million?
$85 million. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Park improvement.
For park improvement. All right.
Uh-huh.
I am glad I asked you that, because I want to. I'm going to clearly need to read up on that. All right.
Yeah, and you can tell Red Top that he can vote absent. He can vote a Republican ballot. He can vote a Democrat ballot, or he can vote a ballot that just has the amendment on it next Tuesday. Those are his options.
Oh, very interesting. Let me ask you this. Do you, parties that are not the Republican Party or the Democrat Party of Alabama, how do they register with your office?
They have until close of business on Tuesday the 24th in order to have the appropriate number of signatures turned into our office for validation. If they achieve that number, then they will be given ballot access on the November 8th general election ballot.
Do we have any third parties that have done that?
It's premature to speak to that today, because they have until the 24th at close of business to submit their signatures. At that time, validation will continue. Once it has been completed, then all media will be made aware of those individuals or those parties that have gained ballot access for the November 8th general election.
Interesting. I'm running out of time here, but I'm going to ask this one last question. Could someone lose their primary on May 24th and then get put on the ballot for another party?